Tasty Monster Productions from the USA is Heather Bagnall and Luke Tudball, who are here at the 2018 Fringe with their own show, Falkland. But every year, in recent years, there's been an event that they've hosted called Women of the Fringe. And that was a big successful event here, and Fringe Review were there, lots of people, and like any good event, that seemed to go on way beyond the allotted time. Heather Bagnall, tell us what Women of the Fringe, the impulse behind it, is all about.
Well, Women of the Fringe started out the first year that we did it. It was actually called Single Married Girls Night Out, because we had a show called Single Married Girl. And we, while we were here, I met up with a lot of other female artists who were bringing solo shows or small ensemble shows, and they were just really struggling. It's hard when you are here in Edinburgh sort of on your own. You don't have a team. You don't have a support system, and especially if you're not having a great experience. So we decided to Single Married Girls Night Out, invite any female performers, directors, producers, any female identifying or allies to just come. And the first year it was come and celebrate, commiserate, and network, depending on where you were in your journey. And what we found is that we were able to do some things that were unexpected. We were able to paper houses for people that were expecting reviewers. We were able to create a support network where we were flyering each other's shows or talking up each other's shows or even just sharing them on social media. And it became sort of its own entity. And it was just, you know, our brainchild where we found a venue that was willing to host us. They gave everybody a cocktail and we said, bring your flyers and talk about your show and tell us what you need.
And I guess in this enormous arts festival, there's a real possibility that women performers, women theatre makers can feel isolated and not find out that there's something that unites them in all their difference, which is they may have different shows, but there's a bunch of common ground that you enable them to share.
I think that's absolutely true. And I know female creatives, one of the things that you come up against is that even though there is this, you know, there's this attitude of like the future is female and female empowerment, let's make sure that we're lifting up women. We're like, well, we want to lift them up, but only so high. Like we want to make sure that we have more women directors, but we don't really want to put them in the big spaces. We want to put them in the studios. We want women in positions of authority, but we don't want them actually in charge. And so, if nothing else, there's strength in numbers, and sharing those stories and creating a network of women, lifting up women, is not only empowering, but it's really quite effective for changing the industry.
So as we launch a page dedicated to Women of the Fringe on Fringe Review, what's your invitation to people to connect up with Women of the Fringe? I know you've got your own Facebook group that you're launching too, which is linked on the Fringe Review, Women of the Fringe page. There's going to be maybe some other events and things happening, but the event that happens every year at Edinburgh, what's your invitation for people to come to that event sometime next year in August?
Well, I think we want to do it again. And I said one of the funny things is that in the past we've always done it at a pub. And this year when we did it at Fringe Central, when it was a little more formal and legitimate, we weren't quite sure what to do. You know, there was proper coffee and tea, and it was in the schedule. So our invitation next year is to talk to other women professionals and make sure that you look in the program and bring, you know, bring your best work, bring your ideas, and come meet other women so that you can find collaborations. Because the whole goal behind Women of the Fringe, and actually one of the larger missions of Tasty Monster Productions in general, is to bring people together. Because when you bring a group of creative, smart, innovative people, you get all the ideas out on the table. Great things emerge from it, things that never would have necessarily emerged on their own.
That's Heather Bagnall, Women of the Fringe. Watch this space.